one of the things that's fascinating to me is that other ancient cultures also seem to have been looking to the galactic center and alignments to the galactic center as being really key moments in the history of the Earth and the history of consciousness on this planet. The ancient Egyptians, the ancient Hindu systems of the Yugas are like the world ages, and the Yugas seem to be anchored to this galactic alignment period. And so, yeah, it's almost like this galactic gnosis in our own history of, like, the history of Western science and religion, this galactic gnosis is almost like an unrecognized layer. And that's what I tried to uncover in my follow-up book, which was called Galactic Alignment. Came out in 2002. I looked at all these different traditions around the globe, and sure enough, there was the, in the symbolism and the traditions, there it was, an awareness of the galactic center and how our periodic alignments to the galactic center transform humanity.
There's got to be some kind of major Earth changes involved once this alignment occurs. Paul LaViolette believes there's some kind of cosmic wave that is on its way, doesn't know when it's going to hit. Is there the possibility that this galactic alignment between the planet and the center of the Milky Way might also wreak some kind of major Earth changes on us, John?
Yeah, certainly. I like to think of it as the alignment is like an opening conduit. So more energy is coming in to the local system. And when more energy comes into a system, it can sort of break up or shake loose the rigid structures, you know.
Maybe earthquakes,
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, and exactly. And but, see, it's a preparation so that the sort of Earth changes that we're experiencing, it's actually preparing the Earth to be able to hold and sustain greater energy, a greater vibration, you might say. And with that greater vibration, beings on this planet, human beings, I hope,
will
be vibrating at a greater level too.
There is a topic that always fascinates me, and that is that of time. Were the Mayans aware of this as well? Did they have their own views of time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are the time-obsessed culture par excellence. I mean, it's. We hear this a lot. The amazing insight that the Maya have about time, I think, comes from their ability to transcend time. And this gets into the what we might call the metaphysics of 2012. It has to do with, you know, how everybody says 2012 is the end of time. Well, maybe. I don't believe that in a literal sense, but I believe that 2012 is a symbol for an ability that we have to end time, to transcend time. And when we do that, like the Maya did, they can look down on the historical flow and the historical processes that are unfolding on this planet and have a real insight into them as if from above. You know, they can see things as they unfold from above.
You know, I've always looked at it, John, as could it be the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end? I think it's like you do. I think it's the beginning. I think it's the end of the beginning. I think it's a period of something new and enlightening. If there are Earth changes, there are Earth changes, but I do believe it's a new beginning for this planet.
Well, I think so, too. And I think that, again, just drawing directly from the primary documents, the Maya creation myth, you know, the way that the world ages work, humanity always transforms itself into something new in order to survive the chaotic transformation.
Now, these alignments through the ages, this is, how many ages have we been talking about here? Several of them?
Yeah, there's a total of five. And one age is like the age that ends in 2012. In the long count calendar, there's periods of baktuns. So each age in the Mayan system anyway, each age is about 5,125 years.
Now, how close does this echo Hopi prophecy?
Well, I think that, you know, there might be differences in some of the number systems, you know, preferential number systems, whether mm-hmm. they're using a 7 or a 13. Of course, numbers are very important, but there might be some sort of differences in the details. But I think that the Hopi were tuned into the same information.